Hey, it's Pat here, and in this video, I'm gonna teach you how to use Audacity, a free software, so that you can edit and record your podcast. This is available for both Mac and PC users. I'll show you exactly how you can make sure your mics are all set up properly, your levels are okay, and also we'll do a little test recording too. I'll show you exactly how to do that. But also just realize that this is a lesson that's actually pulled out from my more premium course, Power Up Podcasting. So it may reference other parts of that course. If it happens, don't worry about it. Just go in, learn how to use Audacity, and have fun.
This is a tutorial for those of you who are going to be using the free tool Audacity to edit your podcast. It's great for recording, for editing, for mixing, for multi-tracks, similar to GarageBand. It's great to use and it's free. And to get it, all you have to do is go to audacityteam.org. Again, that's audacityteam.org. And it's great if you're a Windows user because you can just download it right to your computer. It's also available for Mac and also Linux too, but mostly those of you who are watching this are likely going to be on Windows, because you've been looking for a free solution to edit your show, and here it is. I'm gonna show you exactly how to use it right now. Okay, here we are in a blank Audacity file, and the first thing you wanna make sure is that the microphone that you want to use is the one that's selected as the input device. And the input device area is right here next to this little microphone, and all you have to do is click on this drop-down menu and just make sure that the microphone you want is there. And if it's not, if your ATR microphone is maybe not there, make sure it's turned on, make sure it's plugged in, make sure it's all good, and then it should be available for you to select. Then you can choose between mono input channel and stereo input channel. And typically, I recommend recording your voice with your podcast for mono or in mono. And that means your voice that you record is going to be heard equally on both the left-hand side and the right-hand side without any worry of having it pan between the left and right side or having it be only in one ear. It kind of sounds weird when you're listening to something and it's only coming in on one ear. Now, sometimes, just to warn you, when you import a file from an external source, maybe it's an MP3 file that is your interview that you recorded with somebody on Skype, or maybe it's the music that you downloaded online or the voiceover that you received from somebody. When you import it, typically it may actually be in stereo, and that's okay. As long as when you play it back, you're hearing it equally on both the left and right-hand side, that's what matters, and typically you won't have to ever worry about that anyway. Just kind of wanted to give you that warning. Now, we're going to do a test recording here, and then we're going to play around with that file and those tracks, and I'm going to import other tracks and show you kind of how to create an episode on the fly here so that you know how to use these tools, and then you can move forward with the tutorials in this particular module. So to record in Audacity, all you have to do is click on this red button here, and I'm going to do that right now and just start talking, and I'll play this back for you in just a minute. But I want you to notice a few things. Right now, you can see that it's mapping my voice in the form of waveforms here, and there's little peaks and valleys. And the number one thing you need to worry about is if those peaks are extending too high, kind of outside of this region of this track. And if it is doing that, then you are too loud. That's called clipping. Clipping is bad because when a person listens to an audio file that's clipped, it's going to sound distorted. It's not going to sound very pretty at all. And if you notice that that's happening now when you're testing, and you will be doing a test to check this out, all you have to do is adjust the volume on the fly here with this little input volume slider, and that'll help you adjust it one way or another. The best practice, the best ideal situation is to, as you are speaking normally in your normal podcast speaking voice, when you are recording, that it's never getting beyond the outer limits here, and it's getting as close to the top as possible. Sometimes you'll record it and it'll be very small, and yes, you can sort of raise the volume levels there, but the best practice, the best quality audio will be when it's just like this, quite high into the 0.5 to 1 region without getting or extending beyond those parts. Now, I'm going to click stop to stop, and just kind of warning you that when you are editing your files, which I'll show you in a second, don't click pause. When you click pause and try to edit, actually all of your editing features will go away, and it'll become very frustrating, and you're not going to know why. If for whatever reason you find that your editing tools are just not working for you, it may be because you paused instead of stopped. So just practice using the stop button instead of the pause button here on Audacity. Now you can see that we recorded nearly 1 minute and 15 seconds worth of audio here, and that's great. I'm going to click on this button here to skip back to the beginning and then just press play and show you what happens. That right now and just start talking, and I'll play this back for you in just a minute. But I want you to notice a few things. Right now you can see that it's mapping my voice in the form of waveforms here, and there's a little. Okay, so that works out and checks out pretty good. Now what I want to do is actually, before I start editing and slicing and show you how to move things around, I'm actually going to import some music really quick and show you how easy this is to do. And then I'm going to show you actually how to adjust volumes of certain things so that your voice can kind of come over the music and the music won't be too loud and all those sorts of things. Now, I have a file here, an MP3 file that I downloaded from a website that has royalty-free music, and this allows me to use it in my podcast with no worry of somebody like saying, hey, that's my song. So to import these things, and you can also import voiceovers that you get, and also, like I said earlier, your interviews that you have to put them in here. All you have to do is click on that file and drag and drop it and literally just let go in Audacity, and it should map out its own track for you right there. And you can see this song is about, you know, 2.5 minutes long. It's a little too long because my voice only goes over to this part. And of course, remember, this is just a demonstration, so I'm just kind of, you know, showing you how to use the tools. But let's say that I want to remove this end portion here of this song. To do that, all you have to do is click on the selection tool, which is typically there by default. But I'm just going to click on that and start here, select this area after my voice, and that highlights it. You can see it's a different color, and that's the thing that I'm focusing on right now. And all I have to do to delete that is just click delete on my keyboard, and there you go. Now, there's a number of different ways to zoom into this area. My favorite way is just to simply click this button here, which is called Fit Project. You can use these plus and minus magnifying glasses here too, but this will essentially just have it stretch out to the length of your window. So I'm going to do that right now so I can see things a little bit better. Now, if I were to click play, you'll notice that there's two tracks here. And yes, there are three lines, and that's because this second track here, the one that I just highlighted, this is a song, it's actually in stereo. And in stereo, you see actually the left side and the right side. Now, like I said, because they're both equal on both sides, you can actually see that here. I don't have to worry about it. It's when you see one of them flat and one of them having sound, that means it's only going to come out in one ear, and it's going to sound very weird. You can actually adjust this if you wanted to using this tool here, which is the pan tool, and I can adjust it. You'll see the L here for left and the R here for right. You can move things to the left side or the right side. Typically, when you're recording a podcast, you don't need to do that. When you're recording music, then that's more relevant. So let's see. What I want to do now is not play it for you, because I can tell that if I were to play it for you, the music's going to be too loud, the voice is going to be too loud, it's just going to be a lot of stuff going on. Typically what happens when you record a podcast is that the music will come in and then your voice will come in later. So I'm going to show you how to do that right now. And to move things around, you're going to use this tool here. That's the time shift tool. And I'm going to show you what happens when I do this right now. I'm actually going to zoom out a little bit because I know I'm going to need some extra room. So I'm going to click on the time shift tool, and what this allows me to do is literally move these things that I've already recorded or inputted around, and that just makes it very easy. And typically, these things will snap into place for you to, you know, places like in the beginning, and that's how you do that. Now, typically, you're going to want to move certain parts. So let's say, for example, that I wanted to break up this in the middle and then move it. Now, to do that, you have to actually select the portion of the actually go to your selection tool. Then select the part of the track that you want to kind of have as the breaking point. Now, quick tip, don't select this part at the top here. This will kind of autoplay that part that's mostly used for music and to listening things over and over and over again. If you want to select a certain portion of the timeline, click within a track that you're working in. So I'm just going to click in there, for example, and as you can see, that just puts a little finger right there showing me that's precisely where I want the break to be. And of course, you might need to play it and kind of zoom in a little bit to make sure that's correct. But for now, I'm just going to do this portion right here. I'm going to break up this single track, not both tracks, but just this single track only. And to do that, all you have to do is select that part, go to Edit, Clip Boundaries, and Split. Or you can use Control-I on your PC or Command-I on your Mac. And I'm going to do that right now. And you'll see that that hardly did anything at all, right? It kind of just made this little black line. But that line is really important, because now when I use my Time Shift tool, when I move, this part opens up. Now I'm not moving the whole thing because it's broken in the middle. And now let's say, for example, this is a part in the intro where I wanted to feature this music. So I want this part, the music to stand out here and kind of my voice to go away, which is why that's broken like that. Now I have some little extra parts here at the end of this. So what I'm going to do is actually hit the selection tool, remove that bit there. Now it's even. Now let's say I want the beginning to be just the music. So I'm going to actually use the time shift tool, move this over a little bit too. So as you can see, this is just just becomes a way for you to play around with things. Now, the other important thing I want to share with you, besides we did deleting already, we did splitting. Again, remember, splitting, it's kind of hard at first. You go to Edit, you go to Clip Boundaries, and then Split, or you can do your Control-I command in your PC or Command-I on your Mac. Now, the last thing I want to share with you is to how to adjust the volumes and kind of have things fade in, have things fade out, all as things are going. And let's do that right here using the envelope tool. This is sort of the volume adjuster tool, as I think it should be called instead. So I'm going to click on that. And now you'll see that it kind of highlights certain moments of these files here. So I'm not going to adjust the volume within my voice. I always want that to sort of be, at the right volume. The music is what I want to change. So what I want to happen is, you know, this is, you'll see, when you click on this, it adds a little dot, and that dot becomes sort of a point at which the volume becomes kind of down to that level. And now I can take this bar and adjust it a little bit. It actually creates another dot where I eventually let go. And I can move things around a little bit. I can sort of adjust it. So I want the music to start out, you know, quite loud at that part in the beginning. And then I want it to get softer as my voice comes in. So I'm actually going to, you know, move it down a little bit more. I might need to actually move this even down more like that. Now I'm going to go back to the beginning and just play this for you, and kind of we'll just see what it sounds like. That right now and just start talking, and I'll play this back for you in just a minute. But I want you to notice a few things. Right now you can see that it's mapping my voice. Now that was pretty cool, right? Loud music to start, and then it faded out. It faded out a little early, so what I might want to actually do is kind of move this over a little bit so I begin talking as it's fading out. Let's actually try that. I'm going to go to the selection tool, select this part here, and then click play. That right now and just start talking, and I'll play this back for you in just a minute. But I want you to notice. Now, that's not bad. Now, obviously, when I clicked record earlier, it was as I was in the middle of a sentence. So maybe I can make this sound a little bit better by moving these things over. And I'm going to actually record in the middle of this track, even before all this stuff comes in. So to do that, just make sure that your track is highlighted, the one that you want, and then click the select tool. I want to start recording at this point and just hit record. It's going to pick up right where your cursor is. Watch. Hey guys, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you, and you're awesome. Let's keep going here. Boom. Oh no, what happened? I recorded up here, and I was in this track, and now it recorded a new track down here. What's going on? Ah, don't worry. I did that on purpose because this used to really bother me. I wasn't really understanding what was going on, but here's the deal. When you hit the record button, whether it's this red button here or you go and click the R button, which is a shortcut to record, it always starts where you left off or where your selection tool is selected in the timeline, but it always adds a new track. If I were to hit record now, you'll see that it adds a fourth track down below, and that's not cool. I wanted that to be up here, so what's going on? Well, there may be opportunities and times where you want to create a new track, and that's totally okay. But if you don't want these things that you mistakenly recorded, all you have to do is click on the X button at the top left corner of each of these tracks here, and that'll get rid of it. We want to record and add to this file here. Now, there's a couple ways to do that, to add to this particular track. The first one is called append record, and that means to add to the end of this recording. So when you append this recording, and I'll show you the button to do that in just a moment, it'll always start where you left off on this track. The very last bit of audio, it'll just pick up right from there. And to do that, you go to transport and then hit append record. That'll always work to record at the very end. No matter where you are selected in the timeline here, it'll always start recording at the end on this side. But I would recommend, if you're going to do that, to hit shift R, because that's a lot more convenient and it just makes more sense to do that. So just keep that in mind. Now, what is the use case for this? Well, let's say, for example, you're recording on one single track just like this, and you're going fine, and then you might be forgetting something you're about to say, so you hit stop, and you want to pick up right where you left off because you're going to look down at your notes or kind of reframe what you're talking about, or just try and figure out what to say really quick before you hit record again. Just hit shift R to continue where you left off. I know it's kind of weird and inconvenient, but at first, it's kind of weird, but you actually get used to it over time. Don't hit this record button or else it'll pick up right where you left off, but in a new track, and then you kind of have to copy paste or drag and drop that back into that other track, which is a minor inconvenience. But all you have to do is just make sure that track is selected again. It could be anywhere you want, and then hit shift R, and it'll add to the end of that, just like this. So as you can see, it's just adding to the end of this track, just like that. Now, let's say that you actually wanted to record something here. And remember, we made the intro music loud and we faded out so that we could come in with our voice. And this part here in the beginning of what we initially recorded was kind of weird, so we're going to record something else and add it in there. How do we do that? How do we record right into an initial track like this? Well, you're going to actually have to create a new track and then just copy and paste and put it in there. And it's just very simple. So all you have to do is click record. And actually, one thing I like to do when I'm recording a new section is to kind of mute everything else. So there's a couple things you can do. You can mute the existing things. Like for this music, I'm going to mute that because I know that's playing at this part, which I'm going to record over. And then I'll unmute that when I play it later just to hear it. So I muted it here. Now this solo button, that's if you only want to hear that track and everything else mutes automatically. So as you can see, the other track muted there. And any other tracks would mute at the same time. So I'm going to click mute because I don't want to hear that. And I'm going to record. And like I said, it's going to record in a new track below this music track. But then we'll do something with it really quick to move it back up here and move things around. So hey guys, what's up? It's Pat here. Thank you so much for joining me on this show. Today we're going to be talking about this and that and then also that. So there you go. So I'm going to play this back and I'm actually going to turn the music back on. And we haven't moved it yet, but I just want to show you what this sounds like. Hey guys, what's up? It's Pat here. Thank you so much for joining me on this show. Today we're going to be talking about this and that and then also that. So kind of cool, right? The music came in and then it faded out. My voice came in. I could probably move it over just a little bit more, like kind of over to here to give myself a little bit more room. And then the music keeps playing. It's just kind of like background music as I'm talking. And then typically what would happen is you would fade that music out, not have it abruptly end like that as I continue to talk. And that just becomes a very professional but easy way to kind of have a fading sequence into sort of the content of your show. And that's pretty cool. Now let's continue on here. I want to get this up here. How do we do that? Well, there's a couple ways to do that. You can double click on this. Actually make sure the selection tool is on. Double click on that and hit copy, or you can go to edit and copy, just come up here and then paste that, and then you can move it around to where you want to move it using the time shift tool. So I'm going to do that there. I'm going to move this back and move this around. I'm going to take this part off the end there, and then I'm going to remove this clip because I've already pasted it, and there you go. So let's listen to this again. Hey guys, what's up? It's Pat here. Thank you so much for joining me on. Cool. That sounds great. Now, the last thing I want to share with you before I show you how to export with this tool, and then you can get into the further lessons to kind of walk you through the entire process here, creating your master file, putting your episodes together, all those sorts of things really easily. If, let's say, for example, that this section here, actually, let me fit to screen. This section that we have highlighted here, let's say this is like a coughing fit that I had or a sneeze or a mistake that I know I made. I want to remove that, but then I also want to add into that. So there's a couple ways to do that. Typically, I would just like delete this, but then I would hit edit, clip boundaries, and split. You can do that, remember, Command-I or Control-I. And now I can move things around so I can insert a file or audio track or audio recording into that. So I'm just going to move that around. You know, I got rid of that coughing fit, which is great, but then I'm going to hit that right there. Actually, that's the thing you don't want to do is click on this area up here. It autoplays wherever. If you wanted to just autoplay at a particular point, just click in the timeline up here where the numbers are. Fly here with like the that. Best. That just makes it really easy. To an but typically when you are editing, that's very frustrating. And again, make sure that when you want to select a certain time point in your timeline here, select it within a track like that, and you won't have to worry about it autoplaying like that. But again, I want to move things around and just kind of make room for a file that I'm about to record. And so let's go into the selection tool. I'm going to pick it up right where I left off right there, and then I'm going to hit record. It's going to record into a third track, and then I'm just going to kind of copy and paste it and put it in there, no problem. Hey guys, this is what I meant to say. And there you go. So I'm going to copy that. I'm just going to click on that and paste it and move things back to where they were. And yes, this is going to take a little bit of practice. It does seem like it's a lot of hard work up front, and it is, but you'll get used to it. You're going to find that you're going to make less mistakes over time. I'm going to delete this. And now this kind of file has been inserted into the middle where that coughing fit was, and we are A-okay. That's less common than, say, for example, you know you picked up right where you left off before, so typically you'll just kind of remove the error portion there, hit delete, and then things just kind of squeeze together nicely for you, and then you kind of like zoom into that area to kind of get very precise with where you want to go and how you want things to be cut and then you can kind of fit to screen again. And then things just kind of fall into place, which is great. So there you go. That's how you use the basic editing tools here on Audacity for you to be able to kind of put your show together. Yeah, so that's how you do it. Now, the last thing I want to show you is how to export. It's quite simple, actually. All right, and to export, all you have to do is go to File and then Export. Very simple. And then name it. I'm going to name it as Sample File. And then where to save it. And then you want to click on the format. Now, WAV file is a very common audio format, although compared to an MP3 file, it's significantly larger. So you're going to take up more space if you're going to share this with anybody or upload it to any tools, which you will potentially do later in this course. It's going to take a little bit longer. So I typically recommend to select MP3 files, and then the quality can be anywhere in this upper level. I like 192. It's not a huge deal. When you get into the lower levels here, which will significantly decrease the file size, it'll definitely significantly decrease the quality of that file as well. So just keep it in the upper levels up here, hit OK. And now, when I hit save, there's one more step. It's going to ask me if I want to edit any of this metadata. Now, I'm going to share with you in a later video exactly how to edit your metadata. You don't need to do it right now, but I would recommend actually clearing this out because, as you can see here, the artist name, the track title, this is all related to the music that I imported in here. We don't want that. So I'm going to clear that out, and I'm just going to hit OK, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Your tracks will be mixed down to 2 stereo channels. That's totally fine. Don't show this warning again. OK. And then it's just going to think a little bit, and then we are good to go. And that's that.
So that was a deep dive on how to use Audacity to edit and record your podcast, which is fantastic. But obviously, there's a lot more components to setting up your podcast properly, of course. Now, if you aren't already in my mini class, you can actually get access to that 3-day mini class right now for free by going to podcastingtutorial.com. It'll walk you through a 3-day process to help you get your podcast set up from scratch to up on iTunes so that people can find it. So if you're ready for that, go to podcastingtutorial.com if you aren't there already and taking my mini class. So thank you so much and good luck on your show.